Hare Krishna. So now Krishna has described four categories of people who don't surrender on to me. So don't surrender on to him. That is Mudha, that is grossly foolish, Naradhama, lowest of mankind, Mayaya Aprita Jnanaha, ones whose intelligence is stolen by illusory potency, and Asuram Bhava Mashritaha, that is openly atheistic. Now after describing these four categories, now Krishna is going to describe another four categories of people who actually approach him, who actually surrender unto him. So let's discuss that from shloka number 16. Chatur vidha bhajante maam janaha sukritin arjuna artho jigyasura artharthi jnani cha bharatarshabha. So here Krishna is saying, Chaturvidha bhajante maam janaha. So there are four kinds. The four kinds of janaha, people who bhajante maam, who actually surrender onto me, render various service onto me. And then he is saying they are sukritinaha. They are actually pious. The four categories are actually pious, O Arjuna. Which are these categories? What are their names? Artho. Artho is basically the ones who are distressed. Then Jigyasur, the ones who are inquisitive. Artharthi, the ones who are in need of some material gain. Then Jnani, the one who is searching for the knowledge of absolute truth. These are the four categories, O Bharatarshaba, the best of all the Bharatas. So here, these are the four categories that is given. What are they? Artho, Jigyasu, Artharthi, and Jnani. These are the four categories. Let's try to discuss this and let's try to see which category we belong to. So here it is given that unlike the miscreants, these are adherents of the regulative principles of scriptures and they are called Sukritinaha. Who can be called as Sukritinaha? The one who follow Shastra, the one who follow Vedic scriptures, they can be called as Sukritinaha, pious. The ones who go against that, they are actually Dushkriti, the thing that we discussed in the previous video. So it is given here that out of these, there are four classes of men. So the four classes are very nicely given here. Those who are sometimes distressed, that is Arthaha. Those who are in need of money, Artharthi. Those who are sometimes inquisitive, that is Jigyasu. And those who are sometimes searching after knowledge of the absolute truth, that is Jnani. These persons come to Supreme Lord for devotional service under different conditions. Now the question is, okay, these people are coming to the Lord, are they pure devotees? The answer is given here. These are not pure devotees. Then what are they? They are not pure devotees because they have some aspiration to fulfill in exchange for devotional service. What is pure devotional service? Pure devotional service is without aspiration, without desire for material profit. So very nice shloka from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which says, Anyabhilashita shunyam jnana karma adhyanavritam anukulyena krishnanu shilanam bhaktiruttama. So here it is given, Anyabhilashita shunyam. There are no material desires in pure devotional service. So here we understand very clearly that these four categories of people, they have some material desire, especially the first three. They have some material aspiration to get from the Lord. So they are not pure devotees. Can they become pure devotees? Is it possible for them to become pure devotees? There are actually, in Bhagavatam, these four categories of people have been mentioned very nicely. So let me give some examples here. So Arthaha, the ones who are distressed. So who surrendered on to Krishna being distressed? So in Srimad Bhagavatam it is given, Gajendra, the elephant, he was in complete distress. He was about to die and then he completely surrendered onto the lotus feet of Krishna calling out for help. So this is the first category. Second one, Jigyasu. Now who is Jigyasu? Inquisitive. Shaunaka Rishi. Shaunaka Rishi is that person asking questions to Suta Goswami in Srimad Bhagavatam. So he's very inquisitive, asking so many questions. Third category, that is Artharthi. The ones who are in need of some material gain, like money, property, or whatever relationships or whatever is needed for material luxury. So one such example is Dhruv Maharaj. So Dhruv Maharaj, he was surrendering to Krishna for what? He wanted a property much, much bigger than Lord Brahma also. So he's in that category. And then we have the category of Jnani, the ones who are searching for the knowledge of absolute truth. So we have the example of Shukadeva Goswami, the speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. He belongs to this category. So in this way, all four of them, I mean, these four categories have specific examples in Srimad Bhagavatam. Now the question is, can they become pure devotees? How can they become pure devotees? Here it is given. When these four kinds of persons come to Supreme Lord for devotional service and are completely purified, how can these four categories be purified? By the association of a pure devotee, they also become pure devotees. As far as the miscreants are concerned, for them devotional service is very difficult. So the four categories that we discussed in previous video, the ones who are against the scriptures, the ones who are against or not showing interest in reviving one's relationship with Krishna, such people are called as miscreants. And here it is given, for them devotional service is very difficult because their lives are selfish, irregular, and without spiritual goals. But they also have some hope. What is the hope? Even some of them, by chance, when they come in contact with the pure devotee, also become pure devotees. This is the amazing thing. So just by coming in touch with a pure devotee, we will become pure devotees. See, we might have come to devotional service. Maybe we were completely distressed and we wanted some solace. You know, then we said, Cholo, let's watch Loka Day videos. We'll get some solace. Or we were suffering a lot when it comes to some monetary problems at home, some relationship problem, some property related problem, and we were completely distressed at that time or completely tensed because of that. And we were in need of those material gains. And then we heard that Bhagavad Gita has solutions to all the problems. And then, you know, we came across Shloka Day videos. Or inquisitive, oh, I want to know a lot about life. So inquisitive. So since we were inquisitive, Lord manifested the Shloka Day videos for us. And then, Jnani, if we are in that category, to know the absolute truth, the knowledge of absolute truth about Supreme Personality of Godhead. We had that desire. We had that inclination. So again, we came across Shloka Day videos. Now, whichever category we belong to, doesn't matter. We have started devotional service. But now the point is, we have to become pure devotees. We have to break the cycle of birth and death. We have to attain Krishna. So from these four categories, whichever category we belong to, now we have to uplift ourselves and move on to the next level. And how that can be done? By the association of pure devotees. We are very fortunate. We have a pure devotee amongst us. That is A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada is there in his books. Srila Prabhupada is there in so many of his audio and video discourses. So just by associating with Srila Prabhupada, by hearing Srila Prabhupada, by following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, we are actually associating with a pure devotee. And by the association of a pure devotee, we will become pure devotees. And we will become eligible, qualified to break the cycle of birth and death. So what are we supposed to do? We have to read these books which are given. We have to hear these discourses given by Srila Prabhupada. A pure devotee's vani is fully pure. And when that vani, when that pure speech enters our ears and goes to our heart, it actually cleanses the heart. And that's how we become pure devotees. So this is a very important point to note. Doesn't matter how we came in touch with Bhagavad Gita or Krishna, now our goal is we have to move to the next level. And that is possible only and only and only by the association of pure devotee. Our own endeavors, we cannot. We cannot do that by our own endeavors. So here, you know, it is very nicely given that those who are always busy with fruitive activities come to Lord in material distress and at that time associate with pure devotees and become, in their distress, devotees to the Lord. Those who are simply frustrated also come sometimes to associate with pure devotees and become inquisitive to know about the Lord. So we see in this particular shloka, first is artho, then jigyasu, then artharthi. Now why jigyasu is put between the two words, artho and artharthi? So acharyas say here that they are put in between the two because artho and artharthi, that is the ones who are in distress and the ones who are in need of some material gain, finally they're going to become inquisitive to know about the Lord. So that word is there in between. Krishna is very, very intelligently putting that word here. And the dry philosophers are frustrated in every field of knowledge. They sometimes want to learn about God. And they come to Supreme Lord to render devotional service and thus transcend the knowledge of impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma and come to personal conception of Godhead. How is this possible? Again, by the association of pure devotees. So here, finally it is said, as long as such a purified stage is not attained, devotees in transcendental service to the Lord are attained with fruitive activities, the search for mundane knowledge, etc. So one has to transcend all this before one can come to the stage of pure devotional service. So we have to come to the stage of pure devotional service by the association with pure devotees. Only then we become qualified to break the cycle of birth and death. So now, after having understood these wonderful points, now the question is, okay, so there are four categories, but then who is very, very dear to Krishna? So let's ask Krishna, oh Krishna, there are four categories that you're talking about. So who is very dear to you in these four categories? Please tell us, so that we can try to become that. So this Krishna is going to answer in the next shloka. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.